In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Reading from St. Matthew, heard in the Mass today. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We praise you, Lord, this evening to continue to pray for you. We ask that you may be with us as we have the days of mercy this year, the Jubilee of Mercy, this time of Advent. It's time to pray, to be quiet, to be with you as you become as a baby, Jesus Christ, our King. We pray also, Lord, for our jubilee, for our stewardship of our house, for our churches, our school, our diocese, the poor and the sick, and then our time, talent, and treasure. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening I wanted to share a little bit about, for most people, I think some of the high school, junior high did a little bit. Some people that worked at the church talked with them. But I wanted to share a little bit about what happened with me, with my stroke. August 8th, December 15th. December, the year, not December. See, that's my words. I missed my words a little bit. From August 8th, 2015, that's when I had my stroke. And what happened was 4 months exactly of my yesterday. That's my birthday. So 4 months, and then it's a great 8 number in our church because who was yesterday? It was Mary, the Immaculate Conception. And then 9 months from December 8th, she goes to September 8th on her birthday day for Mother Mary. And so that number is pretty cool. What happened for me, I did that triathlon here in High Falls, a great time, perfect day. There's no wind, there's perfect weather. It's unbelievable. A lot of people in our time, in school, some of the kids you're here, you're actually part of the triathlon. And other people that are adults in different places. So I basically felt after this race that it felt like normal. Like I was a little dizzy, I had a headache. I've done that a million times in my life for sports. You just work your body hard. And so I went, after done, I went to go to my house. And I felt still a little dizzy, I had a headache, and then I said, I'm going to take a little nap, some medicine, some water, and then a few of it felt better after that. And then because it was about 2:30 when I woke up, and I wanted to talk because I knew I couldn't talk everything perfectly after the race, but when I went home after I slept and I woke up, I just wanted to make sure I could talk to myself. I mean, that's weird enough, isn't it, if I'm talking to myself? That's a little too much, but I thought, I tried to get on top right now, and I couldn't work well. I couldn't hardly see anything. So I drove to the hospital here in High Falls, which is it's like a mile. And I could do my arms and my eyes in time. So I could drive, and I was freaking out, killing people on the road. It was just fine to drive. I went to the hospital, and I was wearing my shorts and my shirt, and I walked in because I didn't even shower after the race because I had to say, went in and I come in and I'm a priest there, right? I've been there 100 times. And I said, basically what I said, I can't talk, but I do the medicine, mass, and five. So I tell him, I was walking in these nurses and I said, medicine, mass, five. And they're like, Father, what do you say? I'm like, well, medicine, I said, Father, so I go, okay, put this walking with them, and I sit down and I hear that they wanted prayer from Deep France, you know. Well, I said, well, that's great, Deep France is awesome as a deacon to pray, but you can't do a match, you need a priest here. And so I had a thought, I talked to one friend, it would be tomorrow night, I called him, and then I couldn't hear from him, so I called the bishop, B.I. So I said, well, put it on to the nurse, and the nurse takes my phone and says, hello, who is this? Well, this is Bishop Paul Serva. I'm a bishop. I'm a diocesan
say that. And then he said, well, who is this? And the nurse said, well, my boss from the hospital. And then they kind of talked to the other, and I don't think I'm going to preach for Mass and people. And during Mass, and listen, at 10:30 tomorrow, I'll be there for Mass. I'll say it on my own, something better than medicine. Then they started talking about Father Ben, and he's going to get a stroke. I mean, that's a Mass life. Father Ben was going to get a stroke. And then they show a picture. And I looked at it, and that was like 5-10 seconds. Literally, the whole time, I was scared. I saw the blood in this whole picture, and I saw it, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. And the doctor said, Father Ben, you're just fine. We're going to get you to the loop. We'll fly you there. Sorry. And at that point, it was it. I didn't need the scariness, I wasn't scared. I just knew my heart, God, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, the Mother, we pray to them. And that's what they did to me. Took me to help God, to walk to the hospital, to Duluth. I was in the help, I could see everything. I'm like, I feel like I'm a president. I'm learning in the helicopter. That's cool. Next, and then I kind of, you know, now as I talk with different people, I can remember some of the when I got ready to move to St. Luke's, I saw the bishop, Father Rich, Father John, he was another priest in the area, the mom and dad, these nurses, these doctors running all around, and that's about all I remember. And then I had a little surgery, you know, with my brain, where a guy was actually taking my brain. I asked him later and said, Doctor, what did you do to my head? He went, well, I just cut your head and then I opened your head open like a can, and then I put my hands down. I'm like, what? This is God, God, how to save me. This is this guy. He was in his 40-year-old, literally, and he saved my life from God. So it was so unbelievable. After a few days, I can think right away, like I remember. I couldn't talk. That's another part of the brain. That you can't really write anything, couldn't talk, couldn't know language. But I can think, I can remember, so I told my parents numbers, like 4, my friend Zach, for instance. 4, it's 4 zzzz. I can know it, I know, I can still look at it, I don't know a thing. And that's where I start. Later when I woke up, one of my first words was God and G, as Jesus. And I knew this, I felt like God, like, I couldn't even say what it was, because God means God and Jesus. They were carrying me. They were saving my life. And I wasn't scared. I wasn't, it was like, that was unbelievable. And so I said, God, and the whole time I was never scared. Sometimes the headache was a little off. I mean, there's really weird medicine. Sometimes I was a little erratic. It's kind of like jumping in front of me, like a cartoon. And I'm like touching this thing. Because I am really different medicine at that point, the first few days. That many older people have done that. I had actually punched in that, and then they put my big hands and tied it up and down. So I couldn't punch anything anymore. So the whole thing was seeing my friend, my family. My first, literally the second day of Sunday, it was my friend. I remember her name, and I'll talk to her in a second, about Emily. And I looked at her, and she was smiling. And I was smiling. And she was laughing. She was something new or baby. And so I was laughing as there was something I had to sort of putting something in my throat. But she's giving me fun because she's a friend. And so this was awesome. To see my friends, my family, and then as time to go, I did my speech. So that's the speech is the English, you're talking. And then PT, that's when you want to work with your body. And then OT, occupational therapy, where they help you if you go home or you're driving, they need to help your body again do back to what you have to learn. So some of the things I was doing literally. Things with speech as a little child. I have little kids that were talking about the word app or a track or a tractor. I looked at it and I saw him playing two games, toys, and I said car or truck, like a little baby, literally, a little child. And the little 18-month-old boy said, tractor. Say it again, please. Tractor. Oh, okay, tractor. And then they looked at what that was. Another, I don't remember, build a bulldoze, something else. Then he's playing with telling me, this is 18 months old, I don't even know what it is. Because that's when my brain was learning again. So I did that in Duluth, had that for 40 days in the hospital. 40 days. Literally, 40 days. I was in the hospital, August 8th, 40 days. Jesus walked 40 days to the desert. We will do it again in Lent. 40 days. I got to talk to my doctor. I left the hospital. I still lived in Duluth. And then that was the weekend they started coming up to my falls. So it was six weeks. St. Thomas, St. Columbia, back to St. Thomas. First time for 6 weeks, and I'm just taking about 30 seconds to pop. Then the next week, 7 weeks, I didn't lose the same thing. And then by the 8th weekend, that was when I started doing the masses here. And there was another priest here, they're also a deacon. And I've done that every time until now, the masses on weekend. And I remember saying, this is unbelievable, I'm a priest. After 2 months, and you saved my life, I'm doing the mass. And that's not me, that is God. And that's what's so unbelievable about part of this short part. After that, I was in the loop again, and I had 1 week to come up here for that 8 days that I was in the cities last Monday to Friday for my last part of speech. And so when I came back, I got through. And so I'm working. And I'm trying to ease into some things. Other things, I do things right away, and I'm absolutely being a loving priest. Now, I went to my friend Emily, obviously Josh was her husband, and I was in a wedding, I was in a boy. What do you call the guys? The charge of the guys, I was the guy, charge of the guys, whatever you call them. And I went to their house for dinner. My mom's there, she's driving around the seats. We had dinner there, and then after dinner, we had mass. I did a mass at their house. I've done this a lot of times with different families. And I remember I was telling Josh and Emily, I said, well, it's a mass, you have to do it. Money to do the song, right? Of course, I started laughing, and Josh and Emily are laughing. Their little child, 4 years old, his name is Andrew. He ran out, went into the kitchen, and I heard this little jar. I could hear him. And what did he bring? He put something in his pocket. So in the middle of the mass, I said, I'm taking the money. And here's where it was. This is what this child did, right there. 1 penny. The little child that bring in a gift. A gift to the church. I said to that child at the time, you're going to be in my pocket very quickly. Well, Andrew, you gave me a penny. Remember the widow that did that with 2 pennies in the temple? This is a little child going into the kitchen and getting 1 penny to put in at the mass. And I'll keep that for the rest of my life. And then I asked God, and I asked him, gosh, you guys, you can give a nickel or a quarter, a penny or a penny, that's great for the kid, but you guys can do a little more, I can see. The next part of this little kid named Andrew, I would die at the water. I was doing a body and blood of Christ, right, for the bread and wine to start. I lift up the body of Christ, and I hear Andrew saying, ding. And I'm like, what? And of course, this is the best prayer for the mass. And I know Emily's like, what about this? Am I going to do this? And I'm trapped in the Lord. You know, the mind of Christ. Look. I'm like, I'm dead. And I'm dead at that point. Emily left the room. Josh is there trapped in the mind of God. And that's just the beautiful part of our church. This little 4-year-old child. And what was he doing? He's doing stewardship. That's stewardship. What did he do? He did his time. Literally. Before the mass, he was studying to get the mass ready. He was looking at everything, telling me, that's the pall, that's a chalice, that's the body, that's the bread, that's the wine. This little 4-year-old kid is doing this. That's the time. What's the talent? What's the talent? He was asking about what he can do. As a little child, what is his talent? Well, after the mass, I just took everything and said, can you put this in my box, in the box of my mass? Well, of course. So he did it with all things, 4-year-old. And then he did his treasure, a 1 more penny, as a 4-year-old kid. That's stewardship. That's what we want. And when we think about this, we want to think about our stewardship. What can we do? What can we do this? We're thinking about our our churches, our school, our dioceses are poor and sick. Now think about the sick. So why don't you think another way of stewardship? Me, the sick, I was in the hospital. Literally, Father Rich, my best friend, did the prayers for the sick, the anointing of the sick. I got it. I was 31, I'm 32, and I did the anointing for the sick, and if I was to die. He did that as my brother, my priest. And what did the people give in stewardship of me? Think about the prayers. Okay, that's one way you think about our stewardship. That's time. We offer prayers. What did this church do? I heard it recently. Everybody was on their knees doing the rosary for me. Free. People were in this church, in my friends, my family, they had a really hard, bad night. I was in medicine, so I was feeling fine. Everybody else was afraid, sad, scared, and I was literally the whole time, yeah, I had the medicine, yeah, but I was not scared. People prayed. Father Rich, Father Drew, my best friend stayed there, the bishop. Bishop Paul Serva. That's our bishop, that's my father. That's all of our father, our shepherd. And that's why we help with our diocese too. We have people from, I can't hear, obviously, Thomas, St. Columban, Holy Family in McGregor, that's where I grew up. I was in Duluth, St. John's, St. Joseph, every diocese in our diocese in Duluth, they were praying for me. That's time. That's huge. I have people in the city. I have people around the country. I had churches in Africa. My friends from Africa and Ghana were doing masses for me. And that's family. That's family. But what else have people done to me? So much stuff. The treasure. The gifts. You know what people gave me for money? Because our family was there. I did it. I was in a helicopter. That cost some money. We have our insurance by the diocese that has done us, that can help us. The people that gave letters. My goodness, I have no letters. It would take me years to read. I have boxes of letters that everybody, my friends, my family, was reading them to me. Right away. And I couldn't read. So they were reading it to me. So I have these boxes that I'm going to read them, or I can really read. Right now I'm in 6th or 7th or 8th grade. Once I get to an adult, I'll read all of them. And then, imagine the next box is the diamond box for adults. How about kids? The kid letters. Oh my goodness, it was hilarious. The best question you could ever think and ask for prayers. Those kids. Everybody. It's unreal. The treasure. My family. The gas is here driving from my mom was driving from that 4 weeks from I Falls to the cities, Sunday, Friday, and then Sunday. Back, just for self-driving. Or other friends I know here that drove me. Places in Duluth, because they're good places in houses to eat, to gas, because they're my family. And other people were helping us. It's unbelievable. The time, the talent, the gifts that people have brought with their prayers, how many rosaries, how many crucifixes. One of the crucifixes I got was actually on our church. Remember the new one at St. Thomas? That was a gift. It's a talent. Somebody that had the time and did it well, and then also bought it. Unbelievable. It was unreal. And for me, it's been the best of my life. I, right now, as a priest, I've never been better to a priest than any before. My life, after having a stroke, it's been better in my life than now. Because what happens with something with that? Well, if you're almost going to die, and you went through the anointing of the sick, I don't even remember it. And that was the first time Father Rich gave the Eucharist on day 6. That's a big time in your life. That's huge. Jesus Christ is body. The body of Jesus Christ. The next day, day 7, Father Rich was doing the Mass and said to me, Vestments. Clothes, what was it? stroll, thank you. See, I remember my stroll. He put it out on my bed, lying down on the back of it. And he said, you're a priest, you're doing this. I couldn't say anything. We did the Mass. Father went to the Mass every day of 33 days. He did the Mass 30 or 33 days. That's a brother. That's friend. That's time and staff. So in our church, for our school, our diocese, the poor and the sick, when you think about the time, the talent, and the treasure, we have to do that. We have to pray for that. We have to think of it. Again, my life is totally different. Am I still a sinner? Big time. Like normal. I still go to confession. Have to. Second, some things are different. As in, I don't watch TV. Like, I really don't watch TV anymore. I watch a little sports, especially sports in real life. I love those. Especially back to me, time falls and watch the games. I love that. Well, I watch TV all the time, and I remember I said in one of the homilies I talked about how Pope Francis would really kick my butt before, because I could watch sports for like 6, 7, 8, 9 hours on Sunday. I remember the Mass, the whole week was gone. Now I can watch TV. Well, and then I said, cable's gone. I just said to everybody, it's my little gift to me to you, which is nothing for me, because you all pay money for the cable. You get that one? I didn't do anything to start. But that's a little area, that's $100 every month for our church. Not my money, it was the money you gave that I want to say, no, let's use that money somewhere else. Do we have poor people? Do we have the sick? Do we can help with that? Of course. What are those little things you can think in your heart? What can you think about what you can give away? The gifts gone. The things that, when you are a gift to somebody, if you're giving a gift to somebody, it's better for you. What did that little penny, the kid with the little penny, he gave it away. It's a penny for him. What does it mean? Well, for him, it meant a lot. He ran out of the room into the kitchen and grabbed a penny so he could go to church. It's a lot of penny. So what do you think about? What do you pray for? Another gift I had, and this is cool too, because she was the one that helped me get the books. Now our church, we have a budget to get books for our high school, junior high, adults, and now little even kids are going to find them. So we got some new books to try. But there's a gal there in Florida that she's been my charge director. She helps me when I call dynamic traffic. And she gave us the books. And we buy them, and then she gets them in the trucks and gets underneath. So I told her about what happened. That I had a stroke, I'm a priest, I almost died, now I'm back as a priest. I'm doing the masses, I love it. If I had 1,000 lives, I'd be a priest every time. It is unbelievable, the best. So Laura was telling me about this, that's awesome, that's really cool. And she sent an email, a little back and forth. So she wrote me, and this is a gift, this is what I love, with my money, I'm a priest. It's the first time in my 3.5 years now that I have money in my whole life, basically. Because I was in college, I'm talking about high school, I was 10 years, I didn't have to pay money. People gave me money, but I didn't make it. So now I have money, and I can use it for people. This time, she said, well, Father Brad, I pray for you, and this and that, and she just said something tiny, like, my car, my money is a little low right now, because of my car, that is something, I don't have anything to do with you. And she said, that was all she said, just a little thing, because we were just chatting on email. So I sent her a check, just a little check, not huge, and a little letter saying, I pray, I hope this helps. Because you did so much for me to pray for me that I can give you a gift. And she sent an email a couple days later. She's just, oh my gosh, you actually gave me. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much. That's a little gift. We did it a couple months ago for the African priesthood. And 2 years, almost a year and a half. We've done that. Those little gifts that go to a whole different world that for us, we think would be so easy, but they need. Need food. Right? And think of the other kind of our things today in the United States where, we think everything is, we had to have it, we had to have a phone, we have to have the DVD, we have to have a TV, think of all the things we do that we just seem to do it normal. And the rest of the world can't eat. Can't drink water. Well, you can't do anything. You don't have a vehicle. And these are the people we think about and pray for, the poor. That's Pope Francis telling us about the poor. Here in Alive Falls, in Africa, wherever it is, to help somebody and just start small. Okay?
Now this is the last, kind of the last thing. Because I have you another book. This is the other one. It's up
on the back table over there. This is a book, The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic by Matthew Kelly from Dynamic Catholic. This is what I want you all to have one more. It's right back there. And if you have a family, you can grab one or two. This says, one little part I want you to read. It's Matthew Kelly. He's talking about stewardship. Or being gifted to giving gifts. And it has like 25 pages. The third chapter. I actually wrote it down. The
paper. Let me see my paper. Chapter for the pages 139 to 140. That's two pages, literally, on the small part. Okay, so if you just think you got nothing, two pages. The bigger part, if you are really smart, it's only 107 to 138. 31 pages, 32 pages actually, and then 139 to 140. Very quick. And what Matthew Kelly talks about, which I love, is just thinking about stewardship is something we're doing just to help a little bit. Like, I don't want to say this about, not give all your money and give it to the church or the diocese. Start small. And that's what Matthew Kelly is so good. All right, one thing with adults. Do you know that budget? Have you ever done a budget for gifts to others? To time, talent, your treasure. That was a big part for me that my priest taught me in the seminary. When you get your check every month, I want you to remember what you do during the year of what money you give away. 10%. And that's when they started us as priests, because we don't have a wife, we don't have a house, we don't have a kid. But that's a tithe, right? The tithe is 10%. That's big in our church. And out of the world. But even now, just start as Matthew Kelly is saying, what is your budget? Have you ever read your budget to see what percent you give? Right now in our country, the United States, Catholics are 1.5% of our money. That's what Matthew Kelly talks about. Other churches in our country have 10%. And that's a good thing, just to think about that for adults especially. What are we giving? And he would say, just get a budget, check it out, try 1%. And then the next year, what he'll read about, the next year, try 2%. Just try it. And I tell you this, when I started, I loved to give some money. Just having a little, I have my own check actually for gifts. Just keep it in there and give people that need something. A gal that needs a battery. My buddy in Africa that needs something to go to school. Just little things. Well, 4-year-old, one penny. What can you do? What can you do to think about those? The treasure, the time. How often can you pray? 5 minutes tonight? How long does it feel? Like a half hour, an hour, a couple hours, falling asleep? 5 minutes. Pray. Use that time. Your time as you're working in high school, junior high, or getting your hours. Like, we're not doing it. I never liked the reading you exactly times you gotta get in here or not get confirmation. No, we want to get you to help the work, to know your hearts. Yeah, we're doing this for to help. It's time, it's talents. The people that have talents. One of my, Dave Shute is a saint, I think. He always laughs at me if I'm me. Maybe not, maybe I say that. He's the one that he retired. And now he's doing basically all business or the work on every building. Basically everything. Literally. I mean, he saved us by thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars more. Because he retired, and now he wants to come here about a couple days every week and fix everything. He loves it. And we don't need a treasure, Dave. We would like to have time and talent, which is what you do.
So with those letters, when we talk about them, what are you signing into? Is it a part of the mass? Is it part of the music, which I've heard a couple already? Is it time to be at the church or be with the school kids? Or go to the poor? Go to a dinner? Go and visit those that are in the nursing homes? Go to our diocese? I think now, yeah, we see the paper all the time. We're going to hear it soon. Pope Fred, our bishop, Paul Silva, he's been doing work that came from 50 years ago. And he's our bishop, he's our pastor, he's our shepherd. And our diocese is the one that got me here as a church to be a pastor or a priest. Or they got me to get my helicopter and get me alive. Bishop Paul was in my house, I played my room literally every day. That's how happened in the diocese. The time that Sabrina and right now is going down to get the money, the youth ministry, doing our things in the diocese, in the different camp or confirmation, COVID, the COVID-19 in the summer, all these different areas, that's our diocese. And I love that. And we keep praying for it, especially when you see the paper, it's all this junk, that our diocese is unbelievable, the priests, sisters, the lay people, and our bishop. So think about what is that? What do we do with the treasure? What do we do with our talent, our time? And that's what we want to pray as a family. This is a family. I love that. It's like in some ways I'm your son, some I'm your father or dad, and we're walking together on a journey to Jesus Christ. And that's the best. That's the max. That's confession. That's God's grace, His love, His mercy. To save us where we are. And He wants us. He wants nothing else. And I tell you that for sure after having a short time with God. God is the best. God is unbelievable. And He prays that we are going with Him to heaven for all eternity. We have a few 60, 80, 100 years, whatever it is. Eternity for heaven is pretty sweet. This is the worst part, just heaven. Just right walking through the earth. Some bad things can happen. So keep praying, keep using this time in Advent, the prayers, the time, our stewardship of the house, our time of time, town, and treasure, because we walk this now to Christmas, the baby Jesus. And this is awesome. This is week two. We're already in week two. 3, 4, Christmas. And I want to keep rolling these, all these ideas for our family, for our time, our town, and treasure. And then our churches, the school, the diocese, the poor, and the sick. And let us pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise You for the many gifts You've given us in our churches, in our school, diocese, the poor, and the sick. We pray that we can continue to pray to You to think how many gifts You've given us in the United States, in Minnesota, High Falls, Little Fork, the other areas around this Minnesota, northern Minnesota. We pray for our gifts to give to others. We thank You, Lord, for that little child that was doing it to show us. You know, I was sure I was very, very amazed about what this little child could do with stewardship and with love to others. Lord, I ask that You may bless each and every one of us, the family, from the youngest to the oldest, to those that are happy, those who are sad, those who are healthy, those who are sick, who may be with us each and every time, be close with You. We ask this as we pray through our mother, as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.